Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24Sound. 24Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers, and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a Best Ever listener, you'll get a Best Ever discount. Mention Best Ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Madison Hildebrand. Hi, Madison.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Hello, everyone.
And thanks for joining us. I know you've been in New Orleans for the first time ever, and I'm sure you're running on tons and tons of sleep. So I appreciate you speaking with the Best Ever listeners.
You are getting the most spry Madison on a Monday morning here.
Well, I'm sure, you know, Best Ever listeners, you've heard about Madison, but just in case you haven't, let me give a quick background on him before he gets into what he's focused on in his background in more detail. He is formerly co-starred in Bravo's TV hit series Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. He's a luxury real estate agent with over $250 million in career sales. He recently, big news, joined Partners Trust, a Beverly Hills-based brokerage with about 200 agents, and he's the founding partner of the Malibu office. He's the author of Activate Your Passion, Create Your Career, and Madison, this is, out of all the guests I've interviewed, you're the first one with this distinction for sure. You have your own scented candle collection called The Malibu Life by Madison Hildebrand. So with
that is right. And I litter all of my listings with the scented candles. So everybody is branded not only with my name, but with my scent.
That's what we call vertical integration.
That's right.
From scented candles to being on a hit TV series to selling, you know, over $250 million worth of career sales, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on right now?
Well, based on your introduction, I'm pretty tired just thinking about everything you just said. it's been an adventure. I've been, on the reality TV for 6 years, and just recently retired, which is kind of fun to say, from the program, and have now really just focused all of my energy into real estate and building my brand into this new company that I'm ventured with. And I left Coldwell Banker, which is a big brand, and kind of focused now with the localized, you know, fluid, fast-moving industry of real estate and the technology and everything that it really has created a challenge in this industry. I feel like I'm kind of stepping up to take it head on.
And, you know, it's clear that you're very savvy with brand building. What would you say is one of the most important aspects of building a successful brand for real estate professionals?
When I started to build my brand about, 9 years ago, getting into real estate, into the 90265 zip code of Malibu, California, it was really about building that perception of luxury. And that was what I wanted to make my brand feel and look like. And of course, I lived in a town of luxury, or however you define that, but I wanted to be perceived as a luxury brand. So that's really was my focus. I went to school at Pepperdine University in Malibu, and I studied advertising and marketing. So I had a bit of an education, but I was only 26 when I got my license and had obviously no real industry experience. But it just became something I was very passionate about. And it was, for me, my brand and the perception was really connecting with people and making it a service. And that's where I created the value.
With building the perception of a luxury brand, if somebody wanted to start from scratch and work in a luxurious area like you work in, but they are just getting started, so they might not necessarily have the money to host extravagant dinners, but they want to still capitalize on the perception of a luxurious brand, what are some tips that you think would be helpful for them to build that perception?
Sure. You know, I speak quite a bit around the country on different topics, and one of them is definitely about networking and luxury and branding. And what I often share is using the media as an outlet for free press. So I made a point to first start out by going to all the hotel general managers and concierges in the, you know, greater area of Malibu and Santa Monica and Calabasas, et cetera, and made those appointments to entertain just with a half an hour conversation. It didn't mean I had to take them to lunch, but it just meant that I was putting my face in front of these people that potentially had clients that were coming to town that may have an interest in staying longer than the hotel. So that was my first free connection to clientele. The other part is I reach out to the editors of different articles, you know, the LA Hot Property section of the LA Times, and or the Forbes article, whoever wrote something about real estate that I read, they always publish their name and their contact info, and everybody's so available through social media that I would reach out to them. And, you know, 1 out of 10, I got a hit, and they would use me as a quote or as, you know, the name, and that my name would be quoted, and I would recirculate that to my sphere of influence. And just by saying I was quoted in Forbes.com, about the beach and the sand of Billionaire's Beach in Malibu in my first 3 months of the business, that carried a lot of clout. So I used that. I milked it to further promote my own brand as a credible source in the real estate industry.
Two very, very good practical tips that anybody can apply for $0 out of pocket. That's awesome.
That's right. Yeah.
Madison, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Buy low, sell high. That's what they say, right? And, you know, if you're investing in real estate, it's not a new phrase, but it's something that I will repeat. Location, location, location. I think, you know, in the 9 years I've been doing real estate, I've been through the highest of high peaks and the lowest of lows. And now we're back on this kind of revival of the industry. But what I've seen is the location of the real estate will hold its value and be least affected during an economic crisis. And it will be the first to recover during the boom. And that will be the best advice I can probably give to a real estate investor.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
All right, here we go. Best ever book you've read.
Ooh, best ever book I read would probably be, it was a parable, and I'm trying to remember the name of the title. It would be, oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I know the story, but I don't remember the title.
Oh, we could do story time.
Actually, I'll tell you this one. It's the Celestine Prophecy. And I think his name was James something. But that book changed, as they say down here in New Orleans, the chicken will change your life. That book changed my life.
What's it about?
It opened up. It's a spiritual book that kind of teaches or has a prophecy of where the world is going. There's all these, the gold rush, there's the industrial revolution, there's all these things in history that have taken place over the centuries of humanity. And right now we're going through a spiritual revolution where people are becoming more awakened to the connection of a greater source than just being in your own body. And it has a really great way of connecting that story to reality.
That makes sense. The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield.
Redfield, that's it.
I can Google really quickly while you talk.
I thought you were going to do that. Thank you.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
Honestly, I would have to say the personal growth experience was this television show. I mean, I kind of got thrown into it, but I would probably, out of the 6 years, say that my coming out with my sexuality on national television was the most rewarding thing I've done. That was the scariest thing I've done. And it turned out not to be scary at all. And the most rewarding, because people finally accepted me for me accepting myself.
What'd you learn from that experience?
That if you accept yourself for who you are and you don't apologize for it, and that inspires you just to be a better person, that everybody else has your back.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Meditation.
You do that in the mornings?
I do it whenever I remember to do it. So it could be in the car, which is probably not the best place to do it, but I'm in traffic quite a bit. It could just be, you know, in the airport when I'm traveling. It could be 5 minutes where I close my eyes and I just put my feet on the ground and I have a breathing exercise and I clear my mind for 5 minutes. It's not like a whole entertaining, you know, jazz fest. It's just something that I try to wind myself down and breathe. That's it. Breathing.
Best ever deal you've done?
Probably the Saudi prince that I represent. No, that was the most expensive deal I've done, over 20 billion. However, the most exciting deal was probably this last August, where I sold a house for 10 billion in 4 hours and we closed in 7 days.
How did that happen? you knew there was a follow-up question, right?
I don't even know how it happened. I'm still stunned. It was a referral client. And they came into town. They flew on their private jet. We took them out. I had 8 properties to see that day. On property number 6, they canceled the last 2 showings and said, this is it. We want to buy this one. And they paid cash. And they said, by the way, we want to close in 7 days. I said, 7 days? I don't even know if I can get inspection reports back in 3. But we managed to do it. And it was the most busy, thrilling 7 days of my career.
Best ever quote.
Oh, live well, laugh often, love much.
Madison, what's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Probably the biggest mistake I've ever made in real estate would be not being available, I guess. It's about networking and following up. So every time I am tired or not connected to my clients, I mean, I think that's a mistake. It's really about being connected. And when I want to turn it off, I'm turning off my business. And if I want to keep my business growing, you can't shut it off. So it's a fine balance.
And is there anything that we didn't talk about in our conversation that you wanted to mention to the best ever listeners?
The best ever listeners? I just say keep being inspired. And there's so much changing in our real estate world and industry that, it's a bit overwhelming. However, it's all exciting at the same time. So you have to embrace change. Change is a good thing. Our consumers are changing. We have to grow with that. And you can't be stubborn about it. It's a job that has to be nimble. And I think that's the biggest learning lesson that I constantly have to remember is I've got to keep up with my clients.
Well, thank you so much, Madison. I know you are probably running on fumes from your New Orleans trip, but my gosh, I mean, we got some really practical advice on how to build a brand from the ground up and from, with building the perception of luxury or building the perception of whatever type of niche that the professional is in. I think those tactics that you mentioned from going to, in your case, hotel GMs and concierge, and then also reaching out to writers who are writing about certain topics, that can be applied to any type of niche in real estate. So
that's true.
Thank you so much for spending time with the best ever listeners, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome, and thank you very much, and thank you everyone for listening.
Hey you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, Work with Joe.